Hello, welcome. You're listening to episode one of the Techno Teachers Micro Podcast. I'm using audioboo.fm to record this, and you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes by clicking on the grey iTunes button in the top right of this audioboo page. So, here we go, the first one. I've never done anything like this before, but maybe it's maybe it'll be a good thing or not. Let's see. I just really thought about doing a 5-minute daily podcast each day and share things really all about teaching computing in school. If you've got any questions, any suggestions, you can send them to me on through Twitter at TechnoTeacher, T-E-K-N-O Teacher. Well, last week was a really, really busy week. On Thursday, we were in Birmingham, and it was Interactive Opportunities, I.O. conference, Changing the Game. It was at the Birmingham Science Park. And there was lots of different teachers, people from the games industry, all, each individual, hoping to do things that change the game. We had a few different people there. We had Andy Goff from I.O., Ray Maguire, and we had Christian Still, Mark, and there was lots of people showing examples of things. Like, we looked at an example which was called Quest, where you can create your own adventure games, and really quite an interesting day with lots of different examples, and I'm sure all the videos and recordings from the day are going to be posted online. Something else on Saturday, it was Barcamp Liverpool that was hosted in the Does Liverpool, that's D-O-E-S Liverpool building on the fourth floor. And we had, again, a variety of different talks, as is the way with Barcamp. Lots of interesting conversations. Somebody called Julian Todd called me over at one point to show me something called scraperwiki.com. And that looks quite an interesting tool to be used in school. What I saw was Python being used in a browser, which is great because it means not having to download Python and you can go straight in. And I could also see a collaborative type of view where people can edit and view each other's edits at the same time. I did a talk about Hack to the Future and it received quite a good response, and people were asking questions if it can be copied, modelled, and run the event in other parts of the country. So far we've been having discussions with people in Wales, some people in London, people in Birmingham, and then possibly Exeter and perhaps Bournemouth, where people are hoping to run similar Hack to the Future events. If you don't know what Hack to the Future is, the first event, the inaugural event of Hack to the Future, will happen on Saturday the 11th of February. This one will be at Our Lady's High School in Preston. We've got 200 children from around the Northwest and some from further reaches of the UK. They're all coming to Preston, 11 to 18 year olds, to basically to find out from people who are digital creators, developers, programmers, computer scientists, and they'll have a chance to meet up with these people, find out a little bit about what they do, and hopefully it'll widen their own experience and knowledge about what actually it is to compute, to program, and to be digital creators. So we've got 50 people, variety of speakers coming along. We've got Dr. Tom Crick from the University of Wales in Cardiff. We've got TV presenter Ian Hughes, and a varied selection of other, including many, many girl geeks who are going to come along and going to show that girls can compute. If you want to know more about this, the URL, it's www.hackademy, that's H-A-C-K-A-D-E-M-Y 3.eventbrite.com. You can look for it on Twitter. It used to use the hashtag H2DF. Right, we'll wrap it up there for a 5-minute micro podcast, and perhaps we'll try another one tomorrow. Bye now.